I teased him about the caution in his language as he tried to tell me in code that he'd stroke to a picture I'd sent him, a lovely black and white of a woman sucking her lover's cock. He was at work, afraid of being overheard, despite having asked me to ring him. He let me know he was hard as we spoke. He used some euphemism like, "I'm in a similar situation now," and I laughed loudly, wickedly. "You mean your cock is hard?" I asked, loving the sound of the words. He likes to fluster me, you see. He revels in the power of making me stammer. So when he can't be dirty, when he has to watch himself and exercise care and restraint, something inside of me responds. It's the little sister of the imp of mischief that's inside him. Not nearly as bold, but sassy enough to say some naughty words. "So you looked at the blowjob picture and touched your penis until you came?" I asked. He groaned a little bit. Then I relented. "Don't worry, darling," I said. "There'll be a day soon when you call me and I'll take your call because I love to hear your voice, but I won't be able to talk freely, and you can get back at me big time." He laughed, and I loved the sound of his laughter, even as I wished he could go someplace with some privacy and say filthy things to me.